Signs of the Fifth Tribulation Seal. Matthew 24, verse 10. Seal number 5, and then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. Matthew 24, verse 13. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Revelation 6, verse 9. Seal number 5, when the Lamb broke the fifth seal. I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been killed because of the word of God, and because of the testimony which they had maintained, verse 10. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood on those who live on the earth? Verse 11. And a white robe was given to each of them, and they were told that they were to rest for a little while longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers and sisters who were to be killed even as they had been, was completed also. 2 Timothy 3 verse 3, But understand this, that in the last days dangerous times, of great stress and trouble, will come, difficult days that will be hard to bear. The things described in these verses seem to be recognizable and occurring, especially in our day and time. But these things have been occurring since the birth, death and resurrection of Jesus. In fact, not only have they continued to occur, but they have been increasing in frequency and in their intensity. The foregoing prophetic statements referring to the last days fit perfectly with the words of Jesus and the apostles Paul, Peter and Timothy as they describe the events and times of the last days, which were written around AD 30, and are found in Hebrews 1 verse 2, Hebrews 9 verse 26, Acts 2 verses 14 to 17, 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 and 1 Peter 1:20, 1 Peter 4 verses 7 and 2 Peter 3:3, 1 John 2 verse 18. The progression and timing of the breaking of the tribulation seals in Matthew 24 and Revelation chapters 6, 7 and 8 can be seen in this short outline, below, with links, which compare Jesus' account of the tribulation period both in the book of Revelation and in the book of Matthew, Revelation chapter 6, as corresponding to Matthew chapter 24. The first tribulation seal, global conquest and political intrigue. The second tribulation seal, wars and rumors of war. The third tribulation seal, famine. The fourth tribulation seal, death. The fifth tribulation seal, martyrs, persecution, antichrist, falling away. The opening of the sixth tribulation seal is the beginning of the 7 years. The Great Tribulation. The sixth tribulation seal, cosmic disturbances, blood moon, darkened sun. Sealing of the 144,000. The rapture. Multitude from the tribulation before the throne of God. Warning, prior to the sixth tribulation seal, scriptures tell us that God will send up a deluding influence so people will believe a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false, in order that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness. This malaise and apostasy has infected Christian churches across the globe and nowhere is it more evident than in the Western world and in America. You can visit just about any church and find an entertainment-oriented production dedicated to move the emotions of the visitor, practitioner, and adherent to moments of emotional ecstasy. The sermons can better be described as intellectually fulfilling, a religious sales pitch about how things should be. The congregation has become an audience attending a play, in large part. The sense of church is like family has become a social affair. Cliques have taken the place of the body. The day of lamenting one's sins, brokenness and repentance at the altar are gone. See, I will build my church. This transformation, this apostasy, has been developing over the decades and centuries. It was subtle at first. Now it is in full bloom and is unrecognized by the perpetrators, churchgoers and Christians. A more complete description of the attitudes and behaviors of people in these last days, which are precursors to the great apostasy, the great falling away from the gospel and the teachings of Jesus, and the great martyrdom and persecution of Christians, the fifth tribulation seal, are found in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1, four people will be lovers of self, narcissistic, self-focused, lovers of money, greedy, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy and profane, verse 3, and they will be unloving, devoid of natural human affection, calloused and inhumane, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, devoid of self-control, intemperate, immoral, brutal, haters of good, verse 4, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of sensual pleasure rather than lovers of God, verse 5, holding to a form of outward godliness, religion, although they have denied its power, for their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. Avoid such people and keep far away from them. Verse 6. For among them are those who worm their way into homes and captivate morally weak and spiritually dwarfed women weighed down by sins, easily swayed by various impulses. The term morally weak and spiritually dwarfed women, as it is used here, may seem to be specifically aimed at women and to the exclusion of men. That is incorrect. This description is anachronistic. It must be understood in the social context of that day. Women, in general, were considered to be second-class members of society when these verses were written. Women's lives and value were defined almost solely in relation to men, their fathers and husbands. This description is being used contemptuously to define anyone, and specifically a man, who would be considered to behave in such a way. It could be said in a derogatory way, he acts just like a silly old woman. Always learning and listening to anybody who will teach them, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Is this not what is occurring in our churches? People lament, "I am not being fed." So, they are relieved of their own duty to get off the milk of the Word and feed themselves the meat of the Word by doing the Word of God. Too many churches and pastors placate the sheep, who by now should be pastors, teachers, deacons, elders, ambassadors for Christ, by substituting the work of the gospel with always learning and listening and never actually going into the fields which are ripe for harvesting. Just as Jannes and Jambres, men, in the court magicians in the court of the Pharaoh's Egypt, opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men of depraved mind, unqualified and worthless, as teachers, in regard to the faith. But they will not get very far, for their meaningless nonsense and ignorance will become obvious to everyone, as was that of Jannes and Jambres. The postmodern religious teachings of hypergrace and soft sell salvation has convinced millions that a small ritual of bowing one's head and praying a simple prayer is all that is needed to be saved from the coming wrath and to go to heaven. This is not so. Jesus is clear. It is the one who does the will of the Father who will be saved. Finally, the importance of recognizing the intent of this letter by Timothy and the placement of the breaking of the fifth tribulation seal is that the first five tribulation seals are to purge, cleanse, and refine the church, making her ready for the wedding feast of the King. Scriptures warn that those who are not ready at that time will be left behind. See Matthew chapters 24 and 25. You and I must be the salt and the light. We must be the initiators, the ambassadors, the martyrs for Christ. We must demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, the result of His presence within us, by our love, concern for others, by our joy, inner, peace, patience, not the ability to wait, but how we act while waiting, by our kindness, by our goodness, by our faithfulness, by our gentleness, by our self-control. Against these things there is no law. And those of us who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature together with its passions and appetites. If we claim to live by the Spirit, we must also walk by the Spirit, with personal integrity, godly character, and moral courage, our conduct empowered by the Holy Spirit. We must not become conceited, challenging or provoking one another, envying one another. Galatians 5 verses 22 to 26. We have now been warned against false teachers, false teachings, false prophets and our ominous proximity to the breaking of the sixth tribulation seal. We have now been instructed how we are to engage this fallen world as the day of the Lord draws near. We have now been instructed about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and about living and walking by the Spirit with personal integrity, godly character and moral courage, empowered by the Holy Spirit. The day and the hour of the sixth tribulation seal is near. It will initiate the 7 years of great tribulation, also known as the great and terrible day of the Lord, a time when the world will see a God's judgments, tribulation and devastation as it has never seen and will never see again. Prepare yourself and your household and know that at that time, immediately after the tribulation of these days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not provide its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And at that time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Matthew 24 verses 29 to 31. Your brother and friend, Mike Young.